to you guys. I was just listening to that episode that just happened, and it's continuing because it's not over. So that's just proof that I'm not perfect, and I was actually drinking with Jason that night. I was only like 2%. I really don't have to explain myself, but honestly, I was like 2%. I said I was fucked up, but not really. I think I was just high. And usually when I'm high, I get like very, very spiritual, just very like demanding, because I believe strongly in what I believe, and I don't like people to overstep on me into what I'm believing. Of course, I have toxic traits. Of course, I'm not perfect. Of course, my toxic trait is not allowing other people to express themselves the way they want to sometimes. My toxic trait is pushing my religion on others. My toxic trait is pushing somebody to be someone they're not sometimes. And it doesn't come from a bad spot. It always just comes from a place of love, because I want to see them happy. But sometimes I'm not helping. Like I'll be saying in other episodes, like sometimes I'm the problem. And I think with Jason, that happened to be a little bit like that. Maybe I was the problem, to where he couldn't really open up. He didn't really trust me. And then once I told him about the episode, or about me pressing play, he automatically shut down. We were having such a great conversation before the phone was even out. But the way that he started expressing, as soon as I told him about an audience, he changed his attitude. And so I've realized that sometimes too, that when I'm inviting people into my episodes, they automatically change their attitude and their voice, because they don't know who's listening, and their insecurity hits. My insecurity still hit, dude. I didn't even think I was going to post this episode. Like, I was literally not going to post it because I was scared of what they were going to say, because I literally opened a can during the episode. You know what I mean? And things like that. But it doesn't mean that it didn't happen for a reason, because I ended up proving a point. Like, I killed two birds in one stone with that episode. One being the male perspective, right? An older man still acting the way he is, but that's no wrong. I mean, that's him living his life. Like, I had no right to be judging him, because at the end of the day, he's human just like me, and he gave me a cool perspective that got me into thinking deeper things, into, you know, seeing life differently. But at the end of the day, I don't really respect him, because he disrespected me first, and the way he expressed just really, really didn't. I was trying to agree with him, but as I was listening, the more that I agreed, the more that I gave him power to overstep on me. So that was kind of my mistake. I should have just confronted him. But those of you that know me and my friends in person, I have confronted him before in front of them. And, you know, I was just trying to be respectful to you guys, because I really don't know who listens, and I have to be careful sometimes with my wording and everything. Because I obviously don't want to be cut off, right? I don't want to, whatever. I don't want my podcast to get banned or anything, but there is explicit content on there. So as you listen to this, please be aware that I am not perfect by all means. And yeah, just listen and hear. It's a short one. I mean, I continued it on the second one. I felt really, really insecure about this one, just because I was vulnerable in the moment, but I still was able to pull through with my thoughts, and I was able to hold my emotion in and to just not let it take over me, and not let anything else overtake me in the moment like I would normally if I would have been mad and if I wouldn't been on an episode. So yes, you guys, I ended with a prayer that actually I didn't even know that I prayed. You know, it's so funny, because I'd be hitting play out of nowhere sometimes, and I don't even be thinking that these episodes are gonna go anywhere, dude. I just be hitting play, you know what I mean? And it's funny that when I listen to it, I get so insecure, and I'm like, oh shit, like, what? But I did promise you guys some content, and I did promise you guys a different version of me. Like, I'm actually, I don't, like I said, I don't recall being that drunk, but I was probably, like, already, like, in a head change. That's probably what caused me to press play. But yeah, any chance that I have with somebody to share their perspective, I ask them first. And if they don't want to, because he had said yes before, like, literally, that's what I'm saying. And as soon as I hit play, they changed their mindset. And as soon as they hear me speak, they don't want to speak anymore. And so it's like, well, I have a different tone to speak to you guys, because I don't, what I'm trying to say here. My tone, I want it to come soft. I want it to come, understandable. I don't want it to come by all means in any rude form. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm screaming and I'm not. But in real life, I am really, really loud. I'm super loud. So I try to keep my voice in a tone level when I get on here, because I don't want to sound like I'm screaming at anybody through this. But at the end of the day, obviously, I'm recording through a phone. So what can you expect? The quality is going to suck. I'm not to where I need, like, I've been working on this for so long, dude. And this is what I'm saying. Like, I should have priorities. I should have my laptop already. I should have a studio already. I should have all these things. But I have to just trust the process. My friend Tessa reminded me of that today, that I have to just trust the process. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I didn't at all. I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed the first half, but not the second half, because it kind of just pissed me off, you know, how the guy I was talking to told me to turn it off, and they got pissed because I was trying to record an episode, you know. But obviously that was probably against their will, like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I push my shit on people and they don't want to deal with it, or, you know. But honestly, sometimes I do it on purpose, because I'm like, people need to hear this shit. Like, they need to hear a different perspective, or they got to, like, I can't be the only one to be witnessing this type of person at the end of the day. Like, there has to be somebody else to listen to what they have to say, not just based on my story or based on the way that I speak or in my version. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, there's a side to every story, and so you got to hear a little bit of what he had to say. I mean, it was kind of just forced on him, you know. I kind of just said, all right, I'm gonna do an episode, and then he was like, why? And then I was like, because I'm demanding. Like, sometimes I am demanding, but whatever. That's not really, like, I had deep conversations with Jason, but yeah, I really don't know what to say, because I don't think there's nothing else to say. I was trying to talk to him about one thing, and he just went sideways to another thing, and he wasn't taking it serious, and that shit pissed me off. And that's why I ended up praying, because I was like, dude, like, what else can I do to change? Because my thing is, like, it doesn't matter if I'm drinking or not, I'm gonna stay to my truth and to what I believe in. And that's why I can be a little too pushy sometimes with some people. But I've learned to distance myself, or I've learned to control that aspect even when I'm drunk. So maybe in the beginning I was a little too pushy, but it didn't mean that he didn't know what he was doing. And it didn't mean that he was right and I was wrong, because he's obviously older, you know, he has more experience than me. And he called me off on a lot of things, and I learned from him at the end. I was able to learn a bit from him and able to see the way he saw things, but he also got his karma for, you know, treating me the way he treated me and disrespecting me, because I'm a genuine soul. Anytime that I approach somebody, I try to be as genuine as possible. And if they don't like my genuity, I don't even think that's the word, if they don't like the way that I am when they meet me, then by all means, you know, whatever, because I go off of vibes a lot. A lot of times I used to just speak to the whole world, you know, like, I didn't care who I spoke to, but now it's like I'm protecting my energy. So if I give you, like, you know, a genuine energy, I'm being genuine. If I'm not even looking at you and I'm not trying to talk to you, then I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, not in the right headspace, or, you know, because sometimes I'm talkative and I see people and I start saying hi and I talk to people. But sometimes I'm not. It's no excuse. It's just, like, it's not, maybe I am justifying myself a little bit there, you know, because I do care. But sometimes I'm just like, I really don't care. You know what I mean? I really don't at the end of the day, because it's like when I go to Walmart, for example, it's like I try not to look at anybody. I try not to look at people in the eye or anything. And I'm here and I'm gone. Like, I'm only here to come get the shit and I'm out. Like, I'm not trying to be shady. Like, I'm literally just trying to get my shit and come home. And I think a lot of us are that way. And I'm like, no, because at the end of the day, like, if you want to talk to me, come to my house. If you want to talk to me, reach out to me. And that's how some people are. They use Walmart to see people and to talk. But that's not me anymore. I go in and I go out. That's it. And if I go, I'm there to shop. Like, it's a fucking store. It's not a place to fucking talk. You know, some people be blocking the way talking. And it's like, no, that you're not here to talk at the end of the day. You're here to work, or you're here to shop, right? But yeah, I've noticed myself doing that a lot, just going in and out of places and not acknowledging people, you know, because I even had to apologize myself to a couple of people that I saw at a party, because I used to be forced to say hi to people, you know, but now it's like, no, I'm here with my friends. I'm showing my friends a different thing. Let me spend time with my friends. You know, this is my friend time. I'm bringing them to this party. It's not me and you to socialize time. And you know, at a certain extent, it is, like, to see how you're doing. But only a few people that I genuinely want to speak to. But other than that, if you don't approach me and stuff, it's whatever. Like, this Jason dude, the first day that I met him, dude, we got in a fight. Like, we dead ass got into it right away. You can ask my friends. Like, I was like, who the fuck does this guy... Right, like, it kind of started with, like, an attraction, because, like I said, I'm not gonna lie, I can recognize when somebody is good looking and when they're not good looking, right? And it's like, we all have our types, and I have my type. He was attractive, but he definitely wasn't my type personality wise. We would have fucking clashed like no other person, maybe, because I think it would have been was. Probably just would have been lust, you know what I mean? Just probably that, and that's it, because I could not tolerate his spirit. Sometimes there are spirits that we can just not tolerate, and it's sometimes it's ours, or sometimes it's theirs. And it's not even the spirit, it's like the personality. And that's why I'm so hard on, like, loving people in a distance, because I'm sorry, but your personality is just not fitting my growth. Oh, that goes deep. Your personality is not fitting in with my growth, because I'm trying to become better for myself and not try to continue to be that way. Like, your personality is tying into my personality, but to my old personality. And I'm not trying to tie into my old personality anymore. I'm trying to grow out of my personality and become and have a better, healthy personality. Because sometimes our personality can get too much for people. And I'm just trying to control that shit, dude. Like, yes, I try to understand and be so, so respectful nowadays. Because, who was it? Somebody said, my aunt said, everybody's a butterfly. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, so sensitive. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, all of us are sensitive, and that's okay, because we're little souls, dude. We're like these little special creatures that we were born in a generation that is so sensitive because of the way that we were mistreated back in the day. And in one of my fucking episodes, I don't know which one it was called, but I was speaking about, I should need to start remembering what I say in each episode on God. Because I always do this and I always say this. But I was speaking about that. I was speaking about how, like, it was probably one of my old episodes, honestly. I was speaking about how, come on, Tiffany, spit it out. How back in the day, in slavery, the hard trauma, physical trauma on our ancestors caused them to feel so much pain that they didn't know how to express it, so they just kept it in, and all that just continued to be like kind of like numbness. And the breed, you know, the next breed, because they were trying to fight for the next generation and for the next generation of kids, and how some kids got mixed into the wealthy and got to see their parents be slaves to them, you know, things like that. Like how your parents had to work for you if you were adopted into a family because that family wanted you and there was no escape. And so you had to see your parents suffer, but you didn't have a voice whatsoever because at the end of the day, you were still colored or you were still enslaved. Because in my perspective, everybody went, this is not perspective, this is truth. Everybody, every kind of person, race, they were slaves at one point. It didn't matter what age and time you lived in, all race was enslaved at one point. You can say that we're all enslaved. The fucking train, dude. We can say that we're all enslaved now. Why? Because we're enslaved in our fucking minds, dude. We're a prison. These people that I tried to talk to, like Jason, for example, like close-minded people, they're just not going to get what I'm saying in the moment, and they're not going to get it, and they're not going to get it. And that's why the debate, and that's why they try to change my words, and then I try to agree with them. But the more that I agree with them, it's like, okay, you're sounding kind of stupid now, and you're making me look like a fool now, like making me think that I don't know what I'm talking about. So it just goes hand in hand with the conversation of like what we're saying in the moment. But yeah, you guys, I don't even know what to say anything or say about this subject, because it's just, that's it. He's in the past. He got his karma. That's it. Like, and not necessarily wishing bad karma on him. It's just, I knew what he was going to do. Like, people that are practical like Jason, you just really pretty much know what they're going to do next. One of my friends told me that I was practical as fuck, and it pissed me off and it offended me. But guess what? I was practical back in the day. I fell into the same cycle over and over and over. And so it's fine. And so that's what I'm saying. Some people, we see ourselves in them, or we see some certain thing in them that it's so predictable to know because we're like that too. Oh, there it is. So, all right, you guys. But I'm not trying to keep this one long because I know that you have to listen to this one. I'm just apologizing in advance before you listen to this one coming up. But I love you guys so much. Take care. Peace. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Life 101. We the people. This is your host, Tiffany Garcia. It's your girl, T. We got a special guest today, you guys. And his name is Jason. Jason, what? What was your last name?
Voorhees. Jason Voorhees.
Say it one more time.
It's not Voorhees. Jason. It's just Jason.
All right, Mr. Jason. I remember everything we were talking about the relationships, vice versa. What do you got to say?
Relationships? Sure. I don't know. I don't know nothing about relationships.
What do you know about? Don't be shy. Come on. Hey, speak as we were speaking with long ago. You know how to be a player?
Yeah, that's it.
He knows how to be a player.
That's the only thing I know how I'm good at.
All right. How do you be a player? Show these young ones how to be a player. Let's start off by how old are you, Jason?
It's either in you or it's not in you.
How old are you, Jason?
I'm a young man.
He's a young man. Mm. All right, pretend that you don't know his age. Okay. Let's go.
Age is irrelevant.
All right, age is irrelevant. What else? You got to speak from your heart here. There's people listening. They want to know what you have to say.
There's people listening.
I'm not a man of words. I'm a man of actions. Words could be misinterpreted. They can do all that. So I don't do all that.
He's a good old player. He got said it.
Ain't it, Jason? Good old player, huh?
Good old. On the right, you have Tater Tot.
Okay, you mean.
Octavian. All right. Come on. What do you have to say? Okay, this is what I have to say, Jason.
Relationships. Not for me.
Not for me.
He said not for him. All right. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to.
It just depends on the person.
I'm going to agree with Jason here because, honestly, y'all know me. It's been like, what, fucking 2 years of my journey. I've been in 3 relationships. And all I can say is every relationship that I've been has failed for a reason. It has got me to where I am today, but it doesn't mean that I haven't learned. Each relationship that I've been in has taught me either one lesson or two. How to prosper myself or how to help somebody and continue helping myself at the same time. Whenever somebody doesn't want to listen, all we have to do is just let them go. Let them do their own thing, because no matter how much we push, they ain't gonna listen, right? They did the same thing with me. They had to leave me. My first relationship, he had to leave me for me to learn the lesson, for me to learn how to lift myself up. And I be preaching about this in my episodes. But I don't know anybody out there how many relationships they've been in. You can be in 5, you can be in 6. It doesn't matter how many relationships you've been in. It's about what you learn at the end of the relationship.
Do you agree?
Ain't nobody listening to that long-ass podcast you just did.
So nobody ain't going to listen to this podcast? All right.
They're going to hear it at the beginning, and they're going to be like, nah. What they talking about? Nothing.
All right, so what do you want to talk about in the podcast, Jason?
Nothing. I don't podcast.
You don't podcast?
Podcast is a way later after my times.
Why you say that?
We had studios and garages back when we was trying to do shit with big ass headphones. And
what happened to that shit, huh?
That's the time of the past.
Well, you're in the present now.
Yeah, I'm in the present.
And unfortunately, God brings us to moments like these.
This is why I hang around with young people all the time, so I can get in the new movements of everything.
Oh, fuck. He said, in the new movements. Let me tell you what the new movement is. Women empowerment, Jason. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. And LGBTQ, too, and all that
LGBTQ
stuff.
Community, yes.
Yeah. I know about all that.
He knows all about it. What do you have to say?
I just don't comment on that stuff. It don't affect me, so I ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah? So what affects you?
And I like lesbians, so why am I going to complain about that?
Gentlemen nowadays, they love lesbians. They love the LGBT community because you know what? They can hit it from the back or they can hit it from the front. They don't care. As long as you're sucking my dick, and that's it. As long as you're making me come, and that's it.
No, I'm sorry for anybody listening, but excuse
my language. That's how it be nowadays.
What is it about, Jason?
You still got to find the right person you want to be busting a nut with. Yeah, ain't just going to be anybody.
I guess so. I guess I agree with that because, honestly, sometimes it's better off to just have one person instead of catching all these STDs everywhere. You know what I mean?
Well, to the youth nowadays, wear condoms. All y'all motherfuckers wear condoms because y'all having kids. And y'all catching this shit and passing this shit. Put a motherfucking condom on. It takes 2 seconds. 2 seconds. You going to be with the bitch one night. Put a motherfucking condom on. You already know every done dude that ran her in. Put a motherfucking condom on.
Hey, you don't know about niggas too, though. They be catching that shit by sticking it in anybody's asshole.
Ew.
He said, ooh. Huh? Don't act like you wasn't in prison for 23 years.
No, we wasn't doing none of that.
What was she doing in prison, Jason?
Porno and using my damn hands. What I was hoping to do.
Where you now? Hey, all we gotta say is use protection nowadays. Because honestly, I've been real with my people on my podcast. You know, even if people don't think I'm gonna go anywhere, dude, I still do them for no reason. Why? Because it's my fucking journey. It's me. It's my experience. This is my experience right here, right there. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Tanner, fuck just left what people family. Think. Come fucking be over here and shit. So it's all about someone's personal journey. Nobody else can live your life for you. You got to live your own life.
Period. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this Jason guy right here, y'all. When I first met him, we had an argument, didn't we not? Mm-hmm. It wasn't an argument. It was like a debate. We had a debate about a woman's perspective and a male's perspective. And you know, he was a good man and he agreed with me every moment. Like everything that I had to say, he was just like, yo, yeah, yeah. You know, that's what makes a good man. Even if he doesn't believe it, even if he thinks that he's a shitty ass man, dude, when a man agrees, that's all that fucking matters.
No, I'm not shitty, man. I just do shitty things.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know.
What do you do? What kind of shitty things?
Shitty ass things.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to share. We all do shitty things. We're people. We're human. We're meant to make mistakes, Jason. We're meant to be shitty people. You know why? Because it's in our nature. Sin is in our nature.
Yeah, but some people like to sin more than other people.
Absolutely. And sometimes, let me tell you, it's not justifying, but it's about the person that we're meant to be on this earth. Now, you have two options, either to feel sorry about yourself or to love yourself, even with your mistakes, not to feel sorry.
Who listens to podcasts?
It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, as long as podcast. Hey, as long as one person listens to it, that's all that matters.
No, I know, but estimate. Like, you got a lot of followers on the podcast?
Could be, could not be.
I'm just reaching out to all the girls that's looking for some companionship. And yeah, get at your girl. She can get at me. That's all I got to say to the podcast.
He just wants a woman, you guys. He just wants a woman. Yes, he said. He said.
He
said he wants a play toy. Are you trying to be fucking play bunny here? No.
I'm play bunny. I'm tie you up and do some BDSM whips and chains on you.
Okay, this is going too far, man. This podcast is about, it's supposed to be about spirituality, you know what I mean?
Sexuality is definitely spirituality.
Oh, he
said. They're one and the same.
Yeah, honestly, you're right, because every time you
they
have
call
a
it
sex.
The Black Death for a reason.
Huh? Hmm. Sex?
No, they call him the Black Death.
Honestly, yeah, because it's fucking, yeah, that's putting in somebody's soul into yours. Right?
Right.
And you're like, I don't know. But I gotta pee, so let me pause this and then we'll come back. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
Yeah, mine is Jason.
All right, you guys, we're back. We're back. Who has a little fat monkey? Dude, where's my other beer? Did I already finish it? Man. Oh, wait, it's in the fridge. All right, you guys, we're back. We are back in command, Jason. We're continuing this podcast. I have more questions. How was your experience in jail?
I was done with the podcast.
Well, I'm not. All right, let's go to Octavian over here. What do you have to say, Octavian?
Nothing. Why? Absolutely nothing.
Why?
Because podcasts are stupid.
Let me just say...
Okay, this is the end of us right here. I'm sorry, but...
All right, let's go with.
You're cut off. You're cut off forever.
Turn your podcast off.
No. Go on, turn on. It's not even on it. It's just a recording. It's not going anywhere right now. We're just talking. Jason. Come on, dude. You have to share your perspective, dude. You have to share your goals. You guys have to share your ambitions. What do you think about life? You guys think nothing about life? Like,
well, I gotta share that with everybody.
Because you can share with the world what you are and what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Open your mind. Like, what am I trying to say here?
We're supposed to get hoes and get paper.
No, that's not what this world is about. It's all about perspective, man. Do you look at the perspective? Do you look at detail? Like, what details? You know, let me continue this podcast by myself outside because you guys are just... All right, you guys, fuck. You know why? This is why I can't tolerate niggas. Because they think with their dicks, and that is it sometimes. But it's all right, you guys. At the end of the day, we are who we are for a reason. We are on this earth to experience every single moment in life. And I don't know what it is, but sometimes I just feel like I just need, like, a cuddle buddy, I guess. Sometimes it's not the best idea because I should be at home. Maybe I should be with other friends. But at the same time, it's like God is keeping me safe somewhere, you know? He's like keeping me here for a reason. And it's okay. It's okay if people judge you. It's okay if people call you crazy because at the end of the day, it's your fucking journey, dude, and only you believe in you. I was told that I was a cold-ass person, that I left my baby there, that I didn't want my baby, this, this, and that. You know what? Part of me didn't. Because why? I didn't want to have my child by myself. I wanted somebody there with me. And I prayed to God. And at the same time, I don't know. I don't know what life is anymore, you guys. I might burn in hell. But I know that sometimes we're just fighting our demons. Really close. And the only one that can save us is God at the end of the day. Because he's the only one that is above us and that is above the earth and above anyone. And if this is my journey to follow, then so be it. I will be the experience for everybody in the world. The 1%. We the people of the United States. And nobody will ever understand my thoughts, my reality, what I think, because they judge me crazy. But one day I will make it out and I will show the world. I will conquer this world like Jesus did because he is by my side in Jesus' name because there's power in his name and because everybody else that doesn't see it will see. Those who don't hear will hear and those who don't see will see. It's all a matter of time. It's all a matter of the days that come and the reality that we want to be in. And God is everywhere, you guys. God is with us. We can be the ugliest soul. We can be the ugliest person, but nobody is going to take the spirit in the way that we act towards others from us. Your character and your personality, it comes from God himself. And it comes from through every experience that we experience. Don't ever doubt that. And anybody listening to this, bruh, I respect you. And I thank you. because you are a part of me now. You are a part of this journey. You are a part of this calling. And blessed are you that hear. Blessed are you that see. In Jesus' name, amen. This one's going to be a short one because I am pretty fucked up. And every single time this happens, the vulnerability hits and the spirit calls. Amen. Bless my brethren. Bless those who indulge us. Bless those who wish bad on us. Bless those who talk about us. Bless those who hate us, God. Because we know that you take care of us and you take care of them. And we are all your children. And it's not their time. So forgive them. Have mercy on me as for them. Because I know I am not perfect. And I know I'm a sinner every single day. And I am not perfect. And I'm sorry for acting perfect when I'm not. I'm sorry for being the person that I am at times when I don't understand my main neighbor, when I don't have patience. This might not go anywhere, but I'm right here talking with my brethren, just preaching, praying, believing. We want to see a better world. So we must act like the better one.